Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yay. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on this Sunday, having a great weekend so far, productive weekend. And I'm going to be honest, man, you know how like sometimes you just get in that mode where it's like you're running around, you're scrambling, you're super busy, you got things going on here. I was just thankful, you know, to be able to sit down, be able to reflect, pivot, change some things, make some plans. And just have a clear mind and create some more clear direction in my life, man. So that's what I've been on this weekend, man. Just putting work in, and yeah, man. I ain't got no complaints. Got some great workouts in. Your boy getting strong, putting this lean bulk. You know, trying to put some muscle on. This is not easy, but you know, I just want to transform my life and multiple ways, you know what I mean? But with all that being said, I hope y'all are having a great weekend as well. We're going to have another great episode. And I need y'all to do one thing. You're probably wondering what I need y'all to do. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you got to hit the like button for this ninja with a black shirt that matched the black pillows, but it don't match the couch, but it don't match the headphones. You need to hit the like button for this guy, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, and the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Return us at the like button. Shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube, aka the PBG. I need y'all to hit the like button, and it don't count as playback gang if you don't leave a comment in the comments, playback gang. So PBG, please leave a comment. And a lot of y'all are playback gang, and y'all never commented on the show, so I don't even know you exist. So, you know, leave a comment, you know, say you support, and we'll show you some love, you know. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's holler at the fam, and let's get this show started. Checking in. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Making some Cajun shrimp and white rice before going to work out later. And you working out late on a Sunday. Late on a Sunday. Hey, you working out real late on a Sunday. I got I try to get my Sunday workouts out the way. Because the last thing I need to do is be up all night, then I'm sluggish on Monday morning. Because I'd be up after the workout with your Scorpion part of the noon crew. See? Seth, what up? Jennifer, what up? Coach Bo Fitness, what up? Lotus, what up? Shout out to you and Spider-Mo for that skit. Y'all got a Martin and Cole type dynamic for real. Hey, shout out to Spider-Mo for the skit, man. Hey, if you didn't see the skit on Instagram, go check out the skit me and Spider-Mo did. It's hilarious, man. And you see, your boy got a little bit of acting skills, man. Spider-Mo got some acting skills too. So we're going to keep it up. Do not worry. Why'd you allege that my P-U-S-S-Y might stink last episode? So you know how women say little D energy? So the counter to that is stinky P energy. That's why I said that. So that was just, that's what your generation, I got it from your generation, Marie. That's Gen Z. I got it from your generation. And it's crazy how you come on here and insult people every day, but as soon as somebody give you some smoke, you gonna hear complaining.
Shut your bitch ass up.
get the fuck out of here. Checking on the road. Did okay in a 5K yesterday. Mike Hawkins. Shout out to Mike for the 5K. He's back. Absolutely. You already know I'm back in this joint.
He's back.
Need to catch up on some sleep. I joined Golds. Jewel Goddess, what's going on? I joined Golds and I saw you. I was going to say hi, but you had no new friend face on. You probably saw me working out, and I just be looking mean when I work out sometimes. So, nah, come holler at me. Come say what's up. That's why I'm working out later. Okay. Spider Mo, my grandson loves your videos. Okay. Oh, God, Marie is here. Yes, Marie's back. Marie throwing a rock in a glass house. Shame I had higher standards for you. That was tasteless. I don't care. You understand, Marie? Do you know that most people, I'm not going to say most people, but a lot of people don't like me? Just, we're adding you to the list. That doesn't hurt my feelings. It's okay. I'm not here for everyone to like me. I don't know. You know, I'm just not here for that. So it's okay. Marie really wants attention. Always in a live stream. Yeah, man. We just want to do the look at that motherfucker. What did I miss? You ain't missed nothing, Shy. What did I miss? Head ass. It's like, no. All right, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, let's start off with y'all favorite community.
I'm not going to say brother. What race, so, what people.
All right. Just to preface everything, let's think. We say that. I mean, not we say, but we hear people say all the time, they don't have money for a trainer. They don't have money for a gym membership.
Nope.
Fitness costs too much.
Nope.
Healthy food costs too much.
Nope.
But they got enough food to get their hair done. And when you neglect the gym and get your hair done, let's check out what happens. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Okay. Okay. So she in the chair. She about to sit down. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, look at that chair. Look at that chair. She bent the chair.
Baby, Justin, she done broke the chair.
Yeah, if you breaking chairs, you don't need to be getting your hair done. Oh, man.
Girl, you done broke the door.
Y'all know that chair was in a straight line at first, but now it ain't. Y'all know that's not the angle the chair is supposed to be at.
Girl, you done broke the chair. Girl. You done broke the door half, girl.
Bro, they laughing. This is not funny, bro. This is not funny.
Yeah, what? Bobby!
Yeah, you done broke the
door. She done broke the door hatcher. Oh, Lord, look, it's gangster leader. She done broke the door hatcher.
This is not funny, bro.
Girl! Woo! She's a big one.
I just said it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, if you're so big that you breaking the chairs, the last thing that needs to be on your mind is getting your hair done. You don't need to worry about having your hair laid and your hair did. I mean, this right here is ridiculous. And we look at the black community.
You know, black people.
And we look at the results of why our people are so obese and so out of shape. We invest more money, more time, and more energy And to, I mean, I guess your hair does matter. We got jobs and got to look professional. But who cares about your hair when you're healthy shit, right? If you put half of that into your health and fitness, you'll have a different result. You'll be lighter. You'll be less risk for a lot of preventable diseases, for chronic diseases. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. This is crazy. Black folks, we got to get it together. And they think it's funny. They laughing at it. Again, more encouragement. Nobody's going to tell her, hey, listen, if you breaking chairs, it's time to get it together. You breaking chairs, it's time. Maybe we need to look at a workout program. Shit, look at a Zumba class. Look at something. Maybe it's time to go. Let's walk for 30 minutes every day. But put some type of effort into it, because at that size, if you breaking chairs,
nope,
you'll lose weight fairly easy. And that's another thing. A lot of people will say stuff like, well, you know, it's hard to lose weight. You know, my thyroid won't let me lose weight. No, you cut out the processed food, start drinking water, start burning more calories, taking steps every day. The weight's going to drop off. The weight's going to drop off. It's really simple. It's too much science out here to prove it. But, of course, black community don't like facts. We don't like hearing the truth. And that's why we got the results we got. You can't complain about the results if you ain't doing things to not get those results. And it's just crazy, man. Like, my gym specifically, shout out Jewel Goddess. I'm sure you're a black woman too, Jewel Goddess. But you go to my gym, it's so many black women in there that's fit. So many black women in there doing their thing. And I'm not saying they're all 120 pounds, 130 pounds. I'm not telling you to do that. But what I'm saying is, you can do something to prevent that from happening. What's on this side here? To prevent that from happening. That right there is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. Y'all got to have some pride. Y'all got pride in everything else. You put energy into everything else. If you don't put energy into your fitness, what do you think is going to happen? What's the saying? What's the saying? Your energy, it flows where your energy goes, whatever it is. That saying, I can't remember what the saying is, but yeah, it's the same thing, man. And we got to surround ourselves with different people, man. go to black women who's not going to laugh at that. Go to black women who's going to tell you, hey, you got to get it together. This is ridiculous, man. Hey, but y'all keep laughing at it. Y'all keep laughing at it, and y'all can stay where y'all at. You got to let people, if people want to stay fat, if they want to stay uninformed, they want to stay uneducated, leave them. I ain't arguing with these motherfuckers. Like, what's Shorty last name that was on the last show? Latrice or something like that? We're not arguing with them. Let them stay where they are. I'm going to continue to be fit. I'm going to be the fittest, best looking 50-year-old around. When I have kids, they're going to be like, oh, that's your dad? That's your dad?
What?
Yeah, that's dad right there. You feel me? I'm going to continue to be moving and grooving. I'm going to continue to stay in shape. And people that don't want to, hey, stay on that side. But on this side, we staying fit, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Yeah, this is crazy, bro. Hold up. I want to look at that chair one more time.
Girl, that chair. Look at that chair.
Hold on. Look at that chair. Oh, look at that chair. That chair is not supposed to be leaning like that, man. That chair ain't supposed to be leaning like that, bro. But it's crazy out here, man. Let's get in the comments, because I know y'all got a lot to say. But our sisters got to do better. And our sisters got to tell sisters the truth. The men got to tell sisters the truth, you know. But it's gonna go over better from the ladies saying it. Because when I say it, they try to get me up out of there. They call in the gym, try to get me kicked out the gym. It's crazy. Oh, she paying for that chair. Steph, what up? What's going on, Steph? Welcome back to the show, Steph. Steph ain't been on the show in a while.
Welcome to the show.
That chair had 400 pounds of chunk funk on it. You know it don't smell good. Aren't those chairs supposed to support heavy weights? Yes.
Nope.
So that she was heavyweight. SAG, what up? Worry about yourself. I'm tired of you dusties always speaking on black women. Well, Marie, I've explained this to you 1,000 times why we talk about black women. It's because we actually care about black women. You don't let people eat themselves to demise and live a sedentary lifestyle to their demise and don't say anything. If you don't say anything, you don't care about them. And if you don't like it, you can get off the show.
Strike three, you're out.
Marie, you don't have to watch the show. You know that, right? You know nobody forced you to be here. You can go watch something else. Go watch. You can go watch another show. Go watch James Coppola's show. Oh, I forgot. He ain't got a show. He ain't got a show. Everybody can't do the illest, dopest fitness podcast out. Because if he could, then he would. You feel me? He just get on Instagram and pander. Go watch that. I'm sure it's a show out there like that. Take your ass and go watch that show. Thank you. That be Bent Steel. And she's still big. Prioritize investing in a gym / trainer over a dead body. You already know Yak Hair and Talons. Yak like cognac? I don't know.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know. It's funny till they see how much that chair costs. Exactly. You got to replace the chair. And they probably don't own the shop. They probably renting that space. And the owner's going to have to take care of it. That's why they laughing. Live on this wonderful Sunday. Joe Thomas, what up? You know, the whole room smell like big people. We crazy. So I guess type 2 diabetes is okay for our community as well as shorter lifespans having a limb cut off from obesity. Yeah, don't say anything to black women. You can't speak on black women. Even though I speak on black men, you can't speak on black women. Make her pay for the chair. Yep. I'm going to blame the owner for buying that IKEA-ass chair. She know her clientele is B-dubs. I bet she's had Kool-Aid man built women plopping down in that chair for months. And the chair finally caved. Yeah, that was probably like the icing on the cake for real. Yes, there is a lot of women in there doing their thing. Yeah, exactly. Live on a Sunday. That fat woman in the red is the average woman Spider-Mo would take down. Young Malcolm, what up? Not just cutting it off. I had to do wound care on a lady with diabetic foot. There was maggots crawling, fighting for my life. That's crazy, man. No point in arguing with fat ghetto people. And plus, it's not like they're going to make good clients anyway, Chris. They probably can't afford it. This is true. She looks happy, unlike you, miserable. Oh, brother. See Marty run the town. Arthur Jones. Shout out Arthur Jones. What's good, brother? That woman was super heavy duty. Marie, that is called short-term happiness. If that's happiness, they could have it. It's okay. Yeah, Marie loves us. Illnesses are not good. Absolutely not. A friend of mine is a coroner, and she said, I don't know if I said that right, but I know what that is. And she said it takes an extra up to 2 hours doing an autopsy on an obese person. And yes, she charges extra, as she should. Tony Scorpio, what up? Big Spot in the building. Kool-Aid Man live on a Sunday. It's a big girl in our gym that is in the gym the same size as this girl. She exercises daily on the boxing machine and treadmill. I have seen her transition. I know exactly who you're talking about. She be in there every day. Black people don't have genetic diseases. They have a cultural problem with thinking being fat is a flex. Yep. Weave hair comes from a yak. Ah, got you. Just got in after hitting 826 and 802 OB. Okay. Jabari, I don't know what you're talking about, but what's up, Jabari? Last time we seen something in black and gold weigh that much, it was Big Ben and the home game. Shut up. Oh, on my mile run split. Okay, good work, brother. Hey, all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Hey, Marie, you'll love this one. We got more of our sisters at the Heart Attack Grill. We ain't going to spend too much time. But as we know, the Heart Attack Grill, you get free food at 300 pounds. So we got 316 pounds. This look like a Latina sister here, maybe Asian. 330. Okay. We got another one, and they just happy about it, too. 334. Look, they flexing it. I don't want to hear nothing about racism. Hold up. It ain't no way all these women is going through racism that's contributing to their obesity. So all these women are experiencing racism and the diet don't work. Oh, dang. I forgot I messed up that button. All of them are experiencing racism and the diet don't work the same. That's why they big. Crazy. What we got? 335. They just happy to get some more free unhealthy food. Oh, how much y'all think she going to weigh? Hold up. Y'all know what song playing when she woke up. Oh, man. She ain't trying to get on there. She walked, took a step back. Go and get on there, girl. Yo, she put one foot on there. 347. 347. I get free food, so it's okay. It's crazy. And the amount of our women that's on here, 350-something. 360. And they all on vacation. They all spending money. I don't want to hear nothing about oppression and white people oppressed us. That's why we big. I don't want to hear nothing about it. They are celebrating this shit. What we got? 364. And look, hold up. We got to pause. This is the shit I'm talking about. Black women are fighting a Trump presidency, racism, et cetera, and people like you add fuel to the fire. Marie, give me 3 bullet points. What is Trump doing to make these women over 300 pounds? I'm not saying Trump ain't doing nothing that might make people feel away, but what is Trump doing to make these women over 300 pounds? Thank you. What else she say? That's it. We are fighting a Trump presidency. But just give me the main thing that's making these women over 300 pounds. Then I got a follow-up question. Were they 300 pounds before Trump was president? Because if they 300 now, they probably 300 when Biden was president. So was Biden contributing contributing to their obesity too? And they probably was fat when Trump was president then and when Obama was president before that. So you've been fat for the past 4 presidents, but you want to blame the current president. We're not doing that shit. We're not doing that shit on this show. We're not doing that. We gonna point out common sense. 364. We got more. Bring that bullshit in here. Bring all that bullshit in here. I want all that smoke. 360 something. This is a white woman. We got this shit even with the white women too. 369. Oh no, she light skinned. Hold on, what is she? Oh no, that's a white woman. I can't tell with these glasses on. Oh, she don't even want to look at it. But she gonna get that free food though. She don't want to look at the weight, but she gonna get that free food from the restaurant. 407. 407. She gonna get that free food too. Another white. Is that a white man or a woman? I couldn't tell.
No, did he? You know,
gender neutral. I couldn't tell. 440. Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked, bro.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We are cooked. Marie think it's good for us to be fat and have a tax. She don't want us healthy. She doesn't. And I'm gonna be honest, yo. Anybody who condones this shit does not care about black women. You can't say that someone does, like myself, doesn't care about black women for calling out the BS. Hey, listen, you gotta do better. You gotta improve this. But the person who tells you to keep doing that shit and eat yourself to an early grave, not be there for your family, not be at the best for your family, that's the person that cares about black women. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
The owner must have a deal with death. Insane. Quincy Nicole, what up? I wonder if their fat ass will get on the scale for free food at Sweet Green. Absolutely not. She thumbnail qualified. Proud of lady working out. She wants better. Exactly. And then where are we at in the comments? Marie said that dumb shit. Look at this comment again. Because black women are fighting a Trump presidency. We are living in the Trump era. Diversity and morbid obesity isn't a flex. I'm 6'7", and they are 100 pounds heavier than me. That's my point exactly, bro. That's my point. People like you make the world a harsher place to live for black women. No. The people who live in a quote-unquote harsh world make it harsh for themselves. A lot of y'all ain't been to Washington, D.C. Come to Washington, D.C. and go to a black brunch on Sunday. It is filled with black women. They did that shit to themselves. Them brunches be $100 minimum. They in their bottomless mimosas, endless shots, twerking, and chicken and waffles. But it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Y'all are idiots.
Nope.
We ain't doing that shit on this show. I bet they argue about how far they park from the door. You know it. People were fat way before Trump.
Look at my African-American over here.
Oh, here y'all go, man. Trump is definitely not force-feeding them. You would think Trump is sitting black women down specifically, not any other demographic, just black women, and force-feeding them all day. That's the way they act. Think Trump and RFK are doing the opposite, to be honest, especially RFK. But yeah, they're trying to make the country healthier, and people say they ain't qualified. Bro, this shit is cooked. It's cooked. America's cooked. Separate yourself from the idiots. Live your life. Continue to educate yourself. And you just live in isolation. And watch this podcast. Black women held black men accountable. We got better. We hold them accountable. We are mean. Insane, bro. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that, man. I really hate that for the black women who actually want to improve, man. So y'all gained it in 2016, lost it in 2020, then gained it back in 2024. If it's a Democrat president, they ain't fat. But if it's a Republican president, they fat. Marie, you're not in the JD program. No way. Trump made ice that can make Hawaiian punch finally cold. Oh, man. The owner of that establishment is showing how much he don't care about them right to their faces, and they don't even realize it. But it's Trump's fault. Uncle T going to shut the heart attack grill down. If Uncle T, and matter of fact, I'm starting a petition. If Uncle T and RFK shut down Heart Attack Grill, black women going to be mad.
You know, black people.
Black women have fought much more a couple generations and weren't as big as a house, man. Don't care for Trump, but we got to stop blaming him for everything. And listen, that's cool. I ain't saying you got to care for him, but that's stupid. The owner is a former doctor who was tired of teaching health and gave people what they wanted. This is the result. Oh, are you serious?
Big back activity.
I got to look that up. If that's true, smart guy. Go eat at the Heart Attack Grill, Marie, since you think it's cool. They need one for people 220 and under eat free. They'll be out of business so fast. Yep. Yep. That's actually a smart way to get more customers by having that scale. Just the owner of the restaurant doesn't give a fuck about their fat ass's health. Yep. At some point, they get so big, they look like packed mashed bubble gum. I had a scan. My metabolic age is 31 and I'm 48. This shit. Peter Millen, that's a professional troll. It's all good. I'm used to it now. I got him on every platform. If you want people to feel comfortable being big, you hate that person. Absolutely. They be big as hell at brunch. Yep. Yeah, they were fat people, just not as much as they are now. Yep. To keep it a bean, if black women got out the house and worked out, you wouldn't have time to stare at your phone all day following Trump like he DM'd your man. I would check on it one day. She talking like Trump is responsible for our decisions. Gain some discipline and accountability. Don't you have to be in a good position to hold someone else accountable first? Oh, brother. Now Chris is in a bad position. Chris is in a bad position. He can't hold anyone accountable, man. Shut your
bitch ass up, nigga.
If Uncle T cures cancer, black women gonna be mad, bro. Working out isn't even the top 10 issues in the black community. Seth, how many men in your family have out of wedlock children and multiple baby mothers? Well, listen. Well, actually, it is a top 10 issue. It definitely is a top 10 issue because we suffer the most from these chronic diseases. So it is a top 10 issue. And this isn't a baby mama out of wedlock podcast. Go watch a baby mama out of wedlock podcast where they address that. You bringing that up is bringing nothing to the show. And you keep it up, and I'm a bang your ass again.
We do not care.
Hey, chat, let me know if y'all want me to ban Marie. I don't think anyone was listening to him anyway, so he crashed out and made the restaurant. Maybe. Yeah, man. Hey, let me know if y'all want me to. I'll ban Marie right now. Maybe she's just going to get another account, but we can ban Marie if y'all want me to. And I'm killing y'all on this Sunday. Hope, before I ban Marie, I want Marie to see this one. Sorry. We got one more. The average, this lady says what size the average woman is in America, and we're going to see the men's reaction. Let's check it out.
Tripping, because that's not an average a woman. An average woman, I would say, is like between 160 to about 220.
The average woman is between 160 and 220. I'm sorry, y'all. That is insane. Obviously, height can be a factor depending on if they have muscle and if they're somewhat fit. But that right there is crazy, considering the average woman's height is, what, 5'2", 5'3"?
What the fuck?
We gonna,
what
type of Kay, I love you.
WNBA.
I love you. I love you.
What's the average weight?
Are you talking about the average woman or the average man?
No, I'm saying...
Seriously,
I'm saying in general,
not the average woman.
Like 220 is solid for a man. For people to think that is, you know, in the range of an average weight for a woman is actually absolutely crazy. 220 is solid for a man. That right there is insane, y'all. And this is how common obesity is. We just accepted it. We just adopted it within our culture.
I mean, hey, we gonna pose this question.
What I mean is most women average between
160 to 220.
That's about, because you gotta think height plays a big.
Okay, right now my girl. Probably is.
So now
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now she's blaming height. Most women ain't tall. What is considered a tall woman? 5'7 and up? Most women are not 5'7 and up. And I don't know why that's the go-to when people always talk about women's waist. Well, there's tall women. No. That woman who just broke the chair that we watched was probably all of 5'3".
It's the average, though. What y'all think about?
If you get a 6-foot woman, that's 220.
You got to think about 160.
If you get a 6'3 woman, that's 220.
6'3? That ain't the average size woman.
No, I'm saying in general, most women
is 5'2 to 5'6.
So as we go out to Houston, exactly. Right? Yeah. If you go to 5015 right now, you're not going to get everybody with, nigga, that laid on the table. You're going to get real women. Nigga, we go out now, everybody got on.
So real women means fat?
Jordans with warm-up suits with their bellies hanging over it.
But that's not, like, that might be.
That's not supposed to be normal.
The problem.
That is a problem, understand.
No, but you're saying that is the average, though.
That's the average. Let me ask y'all a question.
That is becoming the average.
Yep.
Oh, brother, this guy
This just reveals how cooked America is and how cooked the black community is. We gotta make changes, man. We gotta start telling the truth. And the people, like I always tell y'all, the people who want to change are gonna change. But this isn't normal. Like, we are the laughing stock around the world. Like, there are memes in other languages about America and how fat we are. They make fun of us. And this right here is crazy, man. The black community is done. There's no turning back. And ladies, please, please, please don't fall into this propaganda. You have to try really hard to get away from it. You're going to get called a pick me. You're going to get called a white woman. You're going to get called all types of shit. But ladies, please don't listen to women like this. Now, I know there's some things that the men are might be wrong on. The men might lose their mind. The men ain't wrong on this. Y'all ain't supposed to be no damn 160 to 220 as the average. If you 160 and fit, and it's a good 160, 170, 180, that's completely different if you actually have muscle mass. But this right here is insane, man. All right? That's we done with the black community for today. We're going to get into some more fitness talk. We're going to keep cooking on this podcast. We're going to keep killing it on this Sunday. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Shout out to the playback gang. And it is what it is. And you know, I'm tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. Where we at? Marie, who let those dusty men smash? Hey, yo. Where was I at in the... I don't think anyone was listening. Oh, I read that. Sorry, Marie. Lack of movement, poor nutrition. Read that. Ban her. Okay. I don't care about getting banned from your dusty podcast. Not temp 10 issues explain the fact that cardiovascular disease is taking us out. Please, she bringing negative energy. I agree. It was cool, Marie, for a little bit, but you just trolling too hard, and you're getting cooked. Like, at least Latrice the other day, she cooked me with these cheetah pillows. She cooked me with this. She's like, who the fuck cheetah pillows is that? I like that. You, Marie, you suck. You're trolling his ass. You too, Jamie Corny. Chunky and Bop's Philadelphia cheesesteaks and hoagies is not healthy. Please ban me. I have no interest in your dusty podcast full of insults. Then Marie, get the fuck out. Stop bitching. If it's dusty, leave. Jennifer dropping bombs. Don't ban her, man. She entitled to her opinion, even though she's wrong. Well, my issue isn't the opinion. It just mess up the flow of the podcast. And it's not like she doing it twice a show. It's like eight times a show. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's cool. I'm getting mostly bans. I haven't made a decision yet. Ultimately, it's up to me. I might let you stay, Marie. Where do you find these podcasts? I don't be seeing these cornballs pop up on my feed. Below average. Yep. Ban Marie, 6'4", 220, for me, would be on the leaner side. Off the dome, none actually. Not my dad, not me, not my brothers. How many women in your family are morbidly obese and scared to rock their natural hair? See, and Marie making assumptions about black men. That's crazy. You started this podcast, quite frankly, because you have no skills for anything else. And you have the same four commenters who also have cartoon pictures. Get me off this dusty thing. Thank you. Okay. Now, Marie, if this ain't no skills, first of all, let's see your body composition. Because that's a skill, getting a bomb body. That's one skill. Let's see your following. That's another skill. And your live podcast, since it ain't a skill, I don't think you have one. And if you are in the JD program, you're not a lawyer yet. So I don't see no skills yet. So it is what it is, Marie. If I ain't got no skills, show me all your skills then. We can't normalize being that big. Our women weigh as much as football players. That's sad. Yeah, Marie's weird. That's the point. I just looked it up. The average woman in the U.S. is 5'3.5", which means they should fall between 115 and 130. I give them, depending if they fit, 140. 140. I think 140 is good. 145. I give them 145. I think that's good. This is real. When I opened my eyes and realized I was bigger than grown men is when I changed my eating habits. I'm down 100 pounds since last year. Still got 70 more to go. And you watching this podcast, so you're going to get that. Real women. What's a real woman? Oh, brother. Why whenever black women on a podcast with men, they're either barely audible or they're screeching at the top of their voice. Funny how real women are synonymous with being built like grown men. I'm 54 and 120, been there for 10 years. A woman being 220 better at least be 6'3". Ain't Angel Reese 6'3"? She ain't 220. You won't find people this big in any other country, say the UK or Canada, and that's probably rare. Europeans come here and avoid eating our food. Yeah, because I even saw a post of this fitness trainer who came here from the UK. He moved here, and he was just saying how ridiculous our grocery store is.
Nope.
And women that are under 150 get accused of being on drugs. Crazy. Finish her. Mortal Kombat. Marie got time for this podcast, but she was more on time than I was. That is a fact. Peter Millen, a woman who's 6'3", definitely going to catch my eye in a good way, but she can't be fat. The podcast, not the same vibe with her. Facts, wicked. Good job, Jewel. All right, so I guess the consensus is to ban Marie. All right. I'll ban her. She hasn't said anything. Her next comment, I'm a banner. So, all right. Marie, it was real. It was real. I know you're probably going to get on here on another account, but...
Strike three, you're out.
Why can't I still comment? Well, I didn't ban you yet. Now I'm banning you. All right. All right. Bye, Marie. Marie's out of here. Let's keep this podcast going. All right, man. We got hybrid versus bodybuilding. Now, this is an issue. Damn, why Marie comment still up there? All right, her comment should be gone now. Walk the plank, shorty. All right. We got this conversation here where basically you got bodybuilders talking shit about people who work out like athletes. And I mean, I deal with it all the time. But we got some guy breaking it down. And we're going to check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
Hybrid athlete it's pretty gay.
All right.
So basically, he said a hybrid athlete is gay. And shout out to my bodybuilders. This ain't a diss at y'all. I'm just responding to the joke. A hybrid athlete is gay, but not getting on stage in your drawers and posing ain't gay. But anyway, let's start the video over.
A hybrid athlete it's pretty gay.
All right.
What is the functionality here?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually. I can do everything you do at a pretty alright level. You cannot do what I do. In other words, if we step into the same gym, you are able to use maybe 50% of the gym. I can use 100% of the gym.
And that is true. And my thing is, like, it's a skill set on each side. It's a skill set. Bodybuilding is a skill set. It takes a level of discipline, a level of consistency, a certain level of mental toughness. Be proud of that, but don't put down being an athlete, because running, jumping, any type of endurance, whether that's muscle endurance, whether that's cardiovascular endurance, increasing your VO2 max, that shit ain't easy. So stay in your lane. And we gonna do another example of this after that.
It's not because I'm better than you. It's simply because I train this way. You train to have a great physique, visual, and you're great at it.
I can't run for shit.
I train so when...
I can't run for shit is not a flex, bro. It's not something to flex about. Running, I'm not saying you got to be a marathon runner and run like you're preparing for cross country or some shit. That's not what I'm saying.
Nope.
But just for basic human function, we should be able to run. If a car is about to hit you, you should be able to run. If a dog starts chasing you, you should at least be able to get to... hop on top of a car or something. You know, I know these are extreme scenarios, but there might be a time in your life where it'll probably benefit you to be able to run.
When I step in a gym, I can do pretty much everything at a pretty okay level. That's different, and that's okay.
Ever you're gonna push a sled and then run? Like, what are you doing? Are you a firefighter? Or are you like, what are you gonna do with the skill?
Are you trying to say that firefighters are gay? Because I can guarantee you that if you had a fire in your house, you would be on your knee, grateful for the God that is saving your ass and your family to be training the way he trained.
Them steroids and Anavar and TRT be getting these bodybuilders' heads. They be saying anything.
20s at the gym.
If a hybrid athlete walked into the room and a bodybuilder walked into the room, 9 out of 10 people are going to choose the bodybuilding physique.
I know you know.
That's absolute cap. That's absolute cap. It's take a step outside of the bodybuilding world. The athlete is going to appeal to more regular people. Most people don't want to look like Mr. Olympia. No shade to any bodybuilders who watch the show. I got love for y'all. I'm not trying to come at y'all right now. But this is just the truth. The people who desire that body are in the bodybuilding world. They have a respect for it. They have interest in it. They want to be bodybuilders. They want to coach bodybuilders. But most of the world doesn't want that. Most of the people in the gym don't even want to be bodybuilders. They don't want to be bodybuilders. So I don't even know why you think this is real outside of that the IFBB pro lane.
Not gonna like this one. If you and I were in a room and bodybuilder comes in, which is probably 0.01% of the worldwide population, exactly, they would definitely choose your body. You're great at bodybuilding, you have an amazing shape, end of the story. For the rest of the world, 99.9% of the population, I think, maybe I could be wrong, they would choose my body. And if you push it even further, if they knew what you could do and what I could do, I think 100% of the people would choose my body. Sadiq, absolutely, you've got 4 million followers. I think you can do better than just saying this stuff. If I go to the gym and someone is wearing gloves, I don't really care. If I go to the gym and someone is doing CrossFit in a commercial gym, I don't really care.
All right, hey, shout out to this brother here. With the exit, I don't really care. Where you from? What's that? Eastern European? I don't really care. In the body, they want my body. Head ass. But seriously though, man, bodybuilders gotta relax. I don't know where this comes from, man. And you know, like I said, I respect the lane, but it's not what most people want. It just ain't. And if you're a guy, you know, nothing against bodybuilders. I love y'all. I respect it. I go to when my friends compete, I go to the bodybuilding shows, all right? But if you're a guy, it's not like bodybuilding gets you more chicks. chicks be mad at regular dudes for eating clean and getting on meal prep and trying to lower their body fat. Chicks ain't trying to be around you. You got to eat 8 times a day. Hold on. You got to eat 8 times a day. You got to work out twice a day. You be having an attitude because you don't have no carbs, so you acting like a little bitch. Them females ain't pressed for that, so I don't even know why you tripping. Calm down. Calm down. I think the athlete is more impressive. I think LeBron James is way more impressive than Ronnie Coleman. If I'm wrong in the chat, let me know. Chat, if I'm wrong, let me know, because I don't know. I ain't got, I'm just saying. It is my opinion, but I'm just saying. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, get Marie out of here. Hey, y'all rapping right now. Bodybuilders are the weirdest fitness group, and the roided up ones make the worst trainers. I can't disagree with that. Don't ask how I know. Functional training is very beneficial. You perform better. Absolutely. Bruh did need to pull them shorts down or tilt the camera up. Oh, brother. Here you go, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
Here you go.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh,
this guy stinks.
Definitely Roy Rage. I think everybody doing anything of fitness should just embrace what everyone else does. Not everybody has to train the same way or have the same goals. Absolutely.
Let him come.
Absolutely agree. That juice be having some bodybuilders talking mad weird. Yeah, bruh. I'm not going to tell any stories because I don't want people to know I'm talking about them. But yeah, it gets weird. It gets really weird. Pepe Le Pew spitting facts. Functionality is important. Ashton Hall runs when you get chased by a mountain lion. Yeah, Ashton Hall is a hell of an athlete. I'm not picking no one up except a baby. If you can't run because you're too big, sorry. I was just thinking that's who he sounds like. Pepe Le Pew. A 45-year-old woman who wants a trainer probably is going to hire a dude who looks, is probably not going to hire a dude who looks like a roided bodybuilder. Agreed. And she's not getting a fat trainer either. Y'all ain't safe neither. I just want to look lean, healthy, and solid and be able to move officially. Russian sounds like it. Yeah, Russian, Eastern European, Ukraine, Romania type vibes. He probably pulled Jenny's type real easy with that accent. With that accent, just like black men with a British accent. Top three weirdest fitness people: bodybuilders, powerlifters, strongmen. Oh, brother. It could be Slavic. They sound like these roid-headed weightlifters and jail calisthenics dudes beefing over pull-ups and squats. Fitness categories are not hoods. You don't have to pick a side or beef with the other. I agree. I agree, man. That's how I am. I don't be trying to beef with trainers, but sometimes I just got to defend myself because some of the shit they say is absolutely insane. So, Chris, you like to go to bodybuilding competitions to look at other men shirtless in their underwear, starving themselves? Oh, brother, here you go.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, brother, here you go. I go to support my friends, bro. My mom did one. I went to support my mom. You feel me? I just go to support people. Really, really don't care for it. Nothing against it, though. You know, I respect it. Ronnie looked good back in the day before bodybuilding. I believe it. None of them dudes can fuck with me in the gym overall, athletic-wise. Talk your shit, man. And we ain't going to talk about bodybuilders be some of the most awkward around women. They be swole nerves. Yeah, there was a situation in the gym not too long ago with a bodybuilder being weird around women. You know, I wish I could give details on the podcast, but I can't. I don't know if Spider-Mo knows about that one.
Nope.
Spider-Mo, I tell you in person, but I can't say that on the podcast. A lot of incels do train like bodybuilders, so women wanted them due to how they look, why they still virgins. Shut up, bro. There's a whole incel to bodybuilder that people don't talk about. Pipeline. You need to interview Mama C. Marty on the podcast. That sounds awesome and inspirational. Absolutely. I need them details in person. Hey, I see you at the No Job Crew tomorrow, brother. I think as you get older, being athletic is just important. Yep. There's too much weight on your frame, though, man. Can't move much. Rather be fit. Absolutely. Let's keep this thing going. We got another video on the same topic, man. So we got Mike Israetel, and he's big in the fitness space. And let's check him out doing some athletic movements.
This is exactly why you don't do bodybuilding only.
All right. I'm sorry. That was the worst jump I've seen in my life. That was the worst jump I've seen in my life. And don't get me wrong. Mike Israetel is respected. He's super knowledgeable. Like, he knows his shit. But, I mean, come on, man. Come on, bro.
This is exactly why you don't do bodybuilding only.
All right.
That run is crazy.
On that thing?
This is not funny at all to me, to be honest. Dr. Mike is in his 40s. He is extremely respected in the fitness industry and the bodybuilding community, including myself. I respect him a lot. I look up to him a lot, and I believe that he is extremely knowledgeable and really good at what he does. But this is a direct representation of what doing bodybuilding only without any functional training actually does to the human body over time. Imagine
it catches up to you, bro. When you land, you should be in a squat position. Like, the guy can barely squat. This is what's crazy to me about bodybuilders. You can do an ass to grass squat with 315, 405 on your back, but when it comes to landing and absorbing some force, you can't squat. That you got a lot of work to do, bro. Your body's cooked. You can flex your spine on an ass to grass squat with 405 pounds on your back, but you can't land on a jump. Cooked.
Imagine lifting weights in a straight line, hypertrophy training, bodybuilding, for years and years and decades to come. Your body will get stiff. you will only be able to move weights freely and functionally.
And when your body gets stiff like that, you're more prone to injury. You're more prone to pull a hamstring. I got, you know, I know people that, you know, they did bodybuilding, they did strongman. And a lot of those guys, man, they suffered every injury you can think of. They've suffered every injury you can think of because you're not working on function. You're not working on trunk rotation. You're not working on landing. You're not working on explosiveness. Not that you need explosiveness like an Olympic runner, but if you don't have these things, you can just the slightest thing. If you step off a curb wrong or you know, miss a step or something, you're cooked. You're cooked. So think about these things as you age, as you move on in your fitness journey. Add some function in there, add some mobility, add some stretching. I just went to a stretch appointment today because my shoulders bother me. As I age, I got to change some things in my workout, and I'm only 32. So just think, when you get 40 and 50, you should be changing some things.
Own body weight in a straight line. You have no athletic capabilities. You kind of move like this. And this is what bodybuilding alone does to you as a human being. We are human beings. We are naturally functional. We were not made to move weights only in a straight line. Mm-hmm. We were made to move our bodies functionally.
Yep.
Move weights through different functional movement patterns that will allow us to unlock our bodies and Absolutely. Move better as human beings.
Yep.
If you are in the same position as him, I suggest that you realize sooner than later that there's so much more to fitness than just bodybuilding.
Absolutely.
Moving weights in a straight line. You need to move weights a little bit differently. You need to think about your family. You need to think about your future. If you want to be able to move your body functionally a little bit better than
Absolutely.
This, even in your 40s, 50s, 60s,
don't matter what
and to
age.
Live a longer, more mobile, more healthy lifestyle, a lifestyle that will allow you to play with your kids even as you grow older. You don't want to be in this position, man.
Absolutely.
Just
not.
Rethink that. I absolutely love bodybuilding. But alone, it is useless.
Hey, shout out to him for the video. Man. He makes amazing content. I want to get in that lane too, man. But stay tuned, man. We still cooking big bags, but I do want to do more stuff like that. More educational stuff. Because this shit is important, man. A lot of people, you know, you hear them, they're like, well, yeah, you know, age, I'm getting old. Well, yes, you are getting older. So as you get older, you have to pay attention to other things. You got to switch your programs, right? You shouldn't be doing the same shit you was doing when you was 24, right? So just like, for example, I'm having some shoulder issues from barbell bench press, right? That's from doing a bench press. And when you're going on the down motion, your lats are engaged on bench press. From years of not stretching my lats, from not paying attention to them, not getting the knots out, not foam rolling, doing the lacrosse ball, not getting the massage appointments, whatever, I'm having issues there. So now I got to pay more attention to it. Now I got to do dumbbells. I got to do some other stuff when I do my chest and my shoulder movements because the barbells mess me up. And I could have prevented this. So that's just a prime example. I deal with it too. You know, I got all types of issues, man, that stem from college. And then you continue to work out for years and you don't fix them. So, I mean, I can still move well, but, you know, I don't want to look like that when I do a jump, man. I'm killing y'all on this Sunday. Where we at? HVAC, man, what up? Big back activity for
big
sure.
Big back activity.
He looked like a big toddler. He did. Looks like my 3-year-old niece jumping. My head automatically said, good job, sweetheart. What the hell? He ain't respected no more, bro. They've been coming for him lately saying he submitted a thesis chalk full of info with no data. I saw that, man. I did see that. Yeah, man. I saw that. I've seen Mike's older videos. He's pretty strong, but dude is built like a mutant groundhog. Plus, I always found him corny with his lame attempts at jokes. Damn, Wicked. The squeak sound effect when he jumped. What's the point of being jacked if you can't touch your toes? I got to disagree. I got respect for Dr. Mike, but this is after years of using PEDs, steroids, and I believe he has body dysmorphia. He's way too big for his frame. That's a great point. It's a great point. Maybe it's a mixture of both. I think it's a mixture of both. Because even if you're not on PEDs, I know plenty of guys who's not on PEDs and steroids, they don't practice function, and their function sucks. Chris is right. Functional strength and flexibility is more important as we get older. Absolutely. Do they not stretch?
Nope.
They just stand there and lift weights in the same spot with no type of mobility movements. Yes. Where you go to stretch? Too damn much. Hit me offline. I'll set you up with my folks if you want me to. High yoga's for stretching. Jeff Nippert is the only one of these science-based nerds I can tolerate watching. The rest are too weird for me. Jeff Nippert's cool, man. I like Jeff Nippert, man. He says some good stuff. Most of them dudes can't fight or do 10 pull-ups full range. They can only lift and arm wrestle. Another person read my mind. I was just thinking, Jeff Nippert is a good example of a smart bodybuilder. He's a short dude like Mike, but he ain't on PEDs. Yep. A lot of the bro bodybuilders are not smart and have popcorn muscles. They're jacked, but they're rather weak. Oh, man. I'm 40 and never had a trainer. Now I can train trainers. I ain't trying to hear they sad story. Okay. AC Marty, you familiar with knee over toes guy? Dude is really mobile. Yeah, I've seen him before. I haven't watched his content in a few years, but I know who he is. The Rock lost a lot of weight. Hint, hint. Well, that was for a movie role. That was specifically for a movie role. He probably going to put that weight back on. I'm curious, is functional strength primarily calisthenics or is that something else? So it is calisthenics, but it's other things too. It can be, you know, like if you do walk-in lunges, that's functional. Basically things that mimic real life movements, kind of. Trunk rotation. You know, things of that sort. Things that mimic shit that we actually do in real life. So, and it can be all types of things. Functional training is endless. That's why I'm stepping more into that lane, because it's a lot of shit that people don't know, man. Hey, killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, man.
Let him cook.
Where are we at? We're going to take a trip to Twitter real quick. Oh, no. Yeah, we're going to take a trip to Twitter and TikTok real quick, and we're going to get off of here, man. I had to show y'all this. They hyping up big dudes on on Twitter. No, TikTok. On TikTok. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy. Isn't the podcast much smoother without Marie? The podcast is way smoother without Marie. Let's check this out here, man. Let's see what this woman says.
One thing I would never do if I was a man is let my shorty hang out with a pretty fat nigga.
Don't let your shorty hang out with a pretty fat ninja. Oh, no, brother.
Shut your bitch ass brother. Up, nigga.
Okay, let's see why.
Something about them pretty boy, chunky boys.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that beard combo and them beautiful big ass lips with a little gloss on it.
Guys, don't let your girl hang around chubby dudes with a beard and glossy lips. You heard her.
And white teeth, and he knows how to dress.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know we heading in the fall.
This propaganda's going crazy.
It's that grizzly season, baby. It's that big boy season.
Oh, they're grizzlies now.
And you want to fuck around and lose her to that type of nigga? And I know he talks smooth.
Never lost my chick to a fat guy. How about you guys in the chat?
Because every pretty fat nigga that I know has a beautiful voice.
Oh, man.
And the kicker is, if that nigga could sing or he makes her laugh.
Okay.
You gonna laugh your shorty's drawers off.
So only fat men are funny, nobody else. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, she gonna be riding him all night.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
Yeah, you done. You done if you lose to a fat nigga, my guy.
Oh, see, this is that bullshit right here, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, let's look at the comments section, because the fat guys love this one. I've been summoned. Then they just throwing, they showing their pictures. Big boys up 1,000. It's our season now. Come get a haircut. Booking in my bio. Crazy that I find a video about me. Who me? Women looking through the comments for fat ninjas because the fit dudes turned them down. Oh, a twerking frog emoji. Okay. Fat dudes, they going crazy in here. Hey, listen, guys. Y'all doing the same shit that the women do, man. Y'all doing the same shit that the women do, bro. This is what the women do when guys say they like fat girls. And, of course, the women are different, bro. Women are different. Fellas, we can't go for that shit, man. Where is the testosterone? Like, I've never imagined that in this country, especially in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That men would want to be fat so bad. I mean, this is ridiculous. So it's just crazy how you have, we're all in the same world, but people live in different worlds. So you got that side, right? Now we're going to take a trip to Twitter. And we got the complete opposite on Twitter. Oh, give me a second while I pull this up. Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. We got the complete opposite on Twitter. We got a picture of Gunna here. We know Gunna went crazy on his fitness journey or whatever. And dang, why I got my DM open? That's crazy. Yo, can y'all hear me? What's up with my mic, man? All right, anyway, I think we good. Yeah, we got Gunna here. We know Gunna went crazy, got in shape. This girl here says, why these ninjas don't be in shape like this no more? Just lean bellies all day, walking around looking pregnant. You know, I like it. So, of course, now we got men mad because the women telling us to get in shape. We got men doing what the women do when being held accountable. Here go men. Yeah, y'all surgically alter your bodies then get mad at men for not working out. LOL, bet. Here we go. Hold grown men accountable. Average black woman in America is obese, though. Y'all some bitch-ass niggas. There's plenty of people in shape. You just choose to be around ninjas who look pregnant. Oh, my God. Guys, we're losing it, man. Save it. You bees die on the surgeon's table by the handful trying to be funny. Listen, if you're in shape, you're not going to be offended by that, guys. You're not going to be offended by that. You still going to suck on a fat ninja if he got bread, guys. This is crazy. Gunna doesn't work a 9-to-5 and has access to chefs and drugs regular men don't have access to. Not to mention, stress can hinder gym performance and progress. Oh, my God.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, my God. Do you have... Okay, so Gunna has a lyric that said, I spent 50 racks on the trainer. That joint went crazy. But here's the men are having excuses. Do you have 50K for a strainer? Man, listen.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
It's a trainer up the street. It's charging $300 a month. You don't need no 50K for a trainer. Man, it's cooked out here. It's bad out here, man. Ladies, I feel bad for y'all. I feel bad. Men want to be fat so bad, man. It's crazy out here, man. It's wild. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get up out of here, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Push-ups is a functional movement, even benching. It is like how it was before. See, Jennifer? Way smoother, but she'll be back with her two minions. Oh, man. Definitely more peace without Marie. Oh, yeah. Any woman that uses the N-word, I will never F with. Stop the cap.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Pretty and fat men shouldn't be near each other. That feminized voice, duh. Oh, man. Nah, she's cooked. Fat dudes with the gloss ain't winning like that. Hell no. Shorty described Luther Vandross. Someone tell Edna from The Incredibles to sit down and hush. Edna from The Incredibles. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's their season, but they use all the seasoning.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What they say, the season be too good. I bet women get those type of terrible selfies on Tinder. What type of grown man takes selfies? That was some real Diddy behavior, man.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah. She's describing my older brother to a T. He's a big dude, but he's a whole sniper. Shout out to Sean. Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
If being big was the only way to get girls, I'll stay single. Fat people keep people fat way more than Trump. If you want to get fit, hang with fit people or people with the same goal. I can't believe Marie came in here with that Trump excuse. I can't believe that. I'm getting old, forgetting how to use social media. Nah, man, I opened it. My DM was open. I'm like, what in the world, bro? Either she trolling or a fit ninja moved on from their situationship. Uh-oh. Zesty ninjas arguing against being in shape. These dudes are some soft-ass ninjas. Softies. Claw used all the excuse. Pretty boy fat ninjas will have your shorty at Cheesecake Factory ordering dinner and thinking about dessert. I said before, women like cuddling on fluffy dudes. Hey, that's fine. That's fine, bro. Not getting fat for that. Not staying fat for that. Damn, Wicked, you definitely ain't messing with no Ben and Roll joints. Wicked got standards, man. Hey, another fire episode of the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Oh, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Listen. Go ahead and follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for more gear. What is a Ben and Road joint? That's like a Southside Chicago joint. Remember that singer that posted that before? And after he got in shape, didn't the chicks say they liked the before picture? I rest my case. Which singer are you talking about? And what kind of chicks are saying this? There's a lot of factors into that, bro. There's a lot that goes into it. Police siren one time, Marty. I got you, bro. I was getting all the crazy chicks, the slashers and alcoholics with the Hennessy belly. I think you meant ratchet chicks. DC's O Block. Bro, chicks don't even know what they want. You're going to ask the fish how to catch fish or the fisherman. Police siren one time. See, Marty, nah, for real. Hennessy belly is crazy. Obesity will go down 30% if black dudes stop drinking Hennessy. All facts, man. And listen, man, we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, man. And another fire episode. Hopefully we don't have any more visitors. You know, I kind of like the trolls, but that was getting a little bit too much. That was a little too much. It was throwing my flow off, messing up train of thoughts and shit. You know, and I mean, for those of y'all that actually enjoy the show, I think it's kind of throwing y'all off too. So I just get that shit out of here, man. So appreciate the input for those of y'all that wanted to ban Marie. But anyway, man, we can't let them do that again. Yeah, I'm going to just start banning them, man. I think it's a little more professional, too. If you live in a place that has the word block in its name, you live in the ghetto. The white dude who went viral on Twitter, he posted a before and after 12-week transformation. They did a poll on Twitter to see who men and women thought was sexy. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's one example, but it's so many dudes. They got to tell you, they get way more chicks now when they lost weight. So, you know, it's always going to be an outlier. Too much negativity up. Most of the women said the before picture was sexier. I had to watch older episodes at the gym today because the newer ones' vibes were off. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Y'all got to tell me that, though. Y'all got to let me know that, man. Y'all definitely got to tell me because, you know, I just, I'm in the episode, so I'm not. It's different doing the episode versus watching the episode. So, Rhonda, why you ain't telling me that? That's that Caribbean shit. That's that Caribbean shit, Rhonda. Marty Marie might be one of your exes you blocked. Who knows? Anyway, man. That's crazy. Anyway, man, we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And anything else? Be on the lookout for some more content, man. We're going to keep this thing going. And again, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.